This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 636, Gercheron's Honesty about IELTS Ninja versus Three Keys.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Three Keys student Gercheron, who has been through a few online courses. Listen for tips and tricks for every section of the IELTS exam and vital exam strategies to include in your own preparation.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a special episode today, guys. We are going to talk about some other online IELTS preparation with a student who has experienced various kinds of IELTS preparation online. So guys, stick around because you are going to get tips for every part of the IELTS preparation journey. Gercheron, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica. I'm exhilarated that I am getting a chance to speak to you, as well as I'm going to be a part of this podcast. So I'm very happy.
Yay, Gercheron. Oh my gosh, guys, good vocabulary already. Exhilarated. I love it. That is such good vocab to be like very excited. That would be awesome to use on your speaking exam. Okay, Gercheron, tell us where you're from.
I'm from India. And I am currently residing in Noida, which is a part of Delhi NCR, which is a capital city of my country.
All right. Awesome. Well, welcome. I'm so excited to have a student on here. I love it. Okay. So let's talk about IELTS. Have you taken the test before?
Yeah, Jessica, I have taken this IELTS test before twice this year, once in the month of March and another in the month of August.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I'm not able to hit my target score because I'm looking for an immigration for Canada. For that, I need a score of 8777. Still, I need to reach my target score. So
okay.
Let's see.
All right. So you don't have to share your scores. We know that they're just not what you need. So you're not quite hitting the 8777. All right. So in the past, how did you prepare for IELTS?
As I told you that I have appeared for this exam twice this year. So first time without any preparation, I gave the exam. And second time I enrolled for IELTS Ninja classes, which were the online classes. They used to provide us a session through Skype and mobile phone. And they had online material available, online videos basically were available, which used to explain about the writing and speaking modules and all.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So let's go through here sort of step by step, okay, guys? So listen up today because you're going to get a lot of valuable tips for how you can efficiently and effectively prepare for IELTS. So let's start with listening. How do you feel IELTS Ninja prepared you for the listening test?
For the listening test, they only discussed about basic information, like as you keep on going through the different modules. For example, there are four sections. So it will go, it becomes difficult when you go from section 1 to section 4, but there were no strategies which were provided. Only they asked us to practice different listening exams which were available on internet. So basically, no tricks and tips were given regarding listening module.
Oh my gosh. That's so shocking to me that a course would give no strategies at all. That sounds like the way that some teachers would have like an IELTS class in a school if they didn't know anything about IELTS. They would just be like, here, guys, here's some quizzes. Just keep going. Just keep doing the test practice. Okay. So how have you found Three Keys different? What are you doing different now in your preparation for listening?
Yeah, so when I enrolled for Three Keys IELTS, so I found it very good for a working parent like me who can access this course at any point of time as per my convenience. As well as in the listening module, I would like to highlight the three keys which has been provided by you. Do it, get into it, do it, and then check it. So basically, you have told how to go step by step and move your pencil or move your finger along with the script which is being played. So that is helping me a lot, and that's I am fantastic. Practicing it, following your strategies.
That's fantastic. So have you done any more test practice? Have you seen your listening scores go up?
Yeah, I have seen. In fact, I'll like to tell you that second time when I appeared for the exam, so initially, first time I got the band 6 and the second time I got band 7 in listening. So I
awesome.
Need to, yeah, reach at 8.
Oh, you totally can. You totally can. You know what, Gershiran? To get that 8, like really the difference between a 7 and an 8 for listening. So you have the strategies. That's why you increased by a band point, right? So yes. Now increasing by another band point, a lot of that comes down to including more native speaker English, like a wider variety of native speaker English podcasts, right? Our podcast is great for sure. But when you're reaching for that 8, you need every day to be listening to different podcasts made for natives. So stuff like On the Media is great. Also, The Daily from the New York Times, various BBC news podcasts as well, but also include fun podcasts, right? Those other ones are great because there's so many topics that are covered. But you can have other fun podcasts too, like, you know, like Science Versus, stuff like that. So Gershiran, in your study plan, I want you to add that. Okay. So you get those different podcasts every day. Guys, I am going to put these suggestions in the blog post for this episode. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And this is episode 636. Okay. Awesome. So I'm so happy. All right. So we are on our way for listening. Fantastic. Let's talk about reading. Now, how did IELTS Ninja help you with reading before?
Yeah. So, when it comes to reading module, so I was asked to read whole passage. For example, there are section 1, 2, and 3. So first we need to read whole passage for section 1. And then we need to mark the keywords and numbers or nouns or verbs. Then we need to go to the specific question, question 1. There we need to look out for the keyword. And then again, we have to go to the passage and check where that synonym or paraphrasing is being used. So I think I didn't score good in that reading module, maybe because I was having short of time when I was going to appear for section 3. And the thing is that I followed this strategy, like I was going through whole paragraph and then reading through whole paragraph and then marking the keywords. So now,
oh my God.
Yeah.
That would take forever. Were you able to even like finish the reading test in 60 minutes?
I was able to, but at the end for 4-5 questions, I simply have to write A, B, C, D, whatever options were there. So I need to write that without going through the passage and all. Just a fluke,
yeah.
You can say.
Oh, man. Oh, that's rough. Yeah, guys, no. If you follow that strategy, the IELTS Ninja strategy, you're reading every single word, you're going back and forth so many times, what a waste of time. This, and just like what happened to Gershon, that's going to happen to you, right? Like you're going to get to the end of the test and you're not going to have time to even look for those final answers. Oh, that's so tough. And also like that really encourages overthinking, which gets you the wrong answers more often than not because you're spending too much time analyzing and thinking about each question. You're reading too much and getting distracted by all those other words that do not have the answer. So guys, you have to have reading strategies. All right, Gershon. So here's the question. Have the three keys strategies helped you increase that reading score?
Yeah, so after going through the reading module, I skipped, like I followed the strategy skimming and scanning, wherein first you need to go to the, like we need to read the, we have to get the gist of the paragraph and then we need to go to the question one and then we need to mark the keywords, find that keywords or paraphrasing or synonyms for that keyword in that passage. We need not to go and skim or scan whole passage. Mm-hmm. So that's why I am improving it. I'm little bit improving in that reading module.
Okay, awesome. So you're doing test practice. You're seeing yourself getting more correct answers.
Yes.
Okay, so keep going with that. More, you know, I think more than any other section of the test, reading is the most important part to be doing extra test practice. Because it's really just getting comfortable with these strategies, right? Getting faster and faster at these steps. Because there's a lot to remember, right? Like which question types are in order, which ones aren't in order. So guys, that's why in Three Keys, we have every step for every question type. We go through all of them and then you have to practice. Okay, that's awesome. Now, writing. Tell me about your writing preparation.
Yeah, well, with IELTS Ninja, I did a lot of practice in writing. I'll say that my tutor used to look at what I have written for the in the writing modules for section 1 and task 1 and task 2. However, I feel the difference is that IELTS Ninja never provided me with any template. Like, In fact, I have never seen till now, even in the some other course, if I look if I search in Google and also, I don't think so that anybody provides template for organizing an essay, which I found good in Three Keys.
Wow, that's shocking. How are you going to produce a good essay unless you know how to organize it? Like, as you said, Gershon, you're a busy adult. That's why Three Keys works, because you can fit it in when you have time and you know you can trust it, right? All the information is there. I can't imagine trying to do something without having a model, without knowing what my goal is, right? And that's really what the templates do, is it shows you, look, this is your goal. Like this is what a 7 or higher looks like for organization, right? Okay, that's awesome. So when you had that tutor, do you feel like this person was an IELTS expert, was like giving you the best advice?
She used to correct me on my grammar mistakes and all. Apart from that, she didn't give me anything, any other tips or template and all for that. Only she used to correct me wherever I was wrong in an essay or in my letter part.
Okay, that was my suspicion, but I wanted to ask. yeah, guys, grammar is not it. You know, you're graded on 4 things. That's why you need an IELTS expert to look at your writing to make sure you're hitting that 7 or higher in every category. It's not just about grammar and vocab, right? Like anybody could correct that. Any English teacher can correct that. But they can't correct the cohesion coherence, the task achievement, task response, because those are uniquely IELTS, right? Okay, that's fantastic. So Gershon, you're feeling more confident in your writing. You're able to finish in time. You're feeling good about your letter and your essay.
Yeah, definitely I'm feeling. And actually, I haven't worked that much in my writing module till now because I have enrolled for an exam on 15th of December. So currently, I am concentrating on reading and listening. Gradually, I'll take writing also within few days. But I am going through the templates and all, which you have provided, so that I can be used to for the template. And then when I, once I start practicing my task one and task two for writing module, definitely I think I'll be able to do it.
Okay, that's perfect. You're on the perfect path, Gershuron. Remember also, like when you do start practicing, don't time yourself. Just get used to writing a great letter and essay, right? And then once you feel confident that you're doing that, that you're accomplishing those goals, then you can start timing yourself. Like 2 weeks before the exam is a good goal, a good timeline for starting to go for those 20 minutes and 40 minutes, all right?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Last one here, speaking. So how do you, what's the difference between IELTS Ninja and Three Keys for speaking?
Yeah, so definitely in the speaking module, I didn't get any plan of action from their side, like how to overcome the fillers. Like in Three Keys, you have defined that how to strategy we need to follow while speaking in part one. We need to be in this part two also, like we can follow the story, we can make up some story, and we can use certain words gradually or finally or subsequently and all. And apart from that, speaking part three also, you have given that it's an opinion type questions are asked. So how to we need to conclude the answer so that examiner should come to know that this question, the answer for this question has been ended. And so these strategies, these were not provided through that course. Even in speaking, I used to only practice with my tutor. I only asked her that I don't have any speaking partner, so can you please ask some questions from me? So I had 3 to 4 sessions with her. And but she used to listen and correct me, but she didn't provide it with me with the fillers, how to fill the fillers and how to handle it, how to handle the anxiety and all, which has been defined in Three Keys IELTS.
That's interesting. Yeah. So it sounds pretty similar to the experience of writing, right? Like you might get some suggestions or corrections with grammar and vocab, but again, like that's not it, right? I mean, even guys, I mean, listeners, you can hear how fluent and comfortable Gershuron sounds in English, right? I mean, English sounds easy for you. So it would be shocking, I'm sure, to everyone out there that you didn't get that 7 in speaking, because it sounds like you definitely deserve it, right? So guys,
no, Jessica, after having your, after going through, because I enrolled for your course in the month of June. So I already have given exams. So in the speaking, this time I scored 7.5.
Hey, yay! That's so exciting. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Oh man. Guys, look, it works. You have to know what the examiner wants. It's these little details, these little natural native details, like the fillers, right? And then the unnatural side of things is like, it's more like templates for speaking, right? Like, how do you organize the part two? What linking words do you use in part two? What is the template for a part three answer so you don't get lost? Guys, you need these to get over a 7 in speaking. Okay. I love it. Congratulations on that 7.5, Gershuron. That's awesome.
Let's see if next time I should get this much, at least this much or more than that.
Oh, heck yeah. All these scores are going to go up, man. That's so awesome. All right. And something else that Gershuron mentioned about Three Keys IELTS is the anti-anxiety, right? And I'm sure IELTS Ninja does not have this, because no other IELTS course has a module like this. Guys, remember, it's really like the last week and a half before your exam. It is so much about mental preparation. You can't really teach yourself anything in a week that's going to change your score, right? And so much of it is just review, doing a little bit more test practice, and then working on the mental side of things. So your mind is prepared when you go into the IELTS exam. So you don't panic. You don't get lost in listening section 4. You don't run out of time and panic in reading passage 3. And you don't lose it in front of the speaking examiner, right? Anxiety is a scary skill. Getting over that is a testing skill. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Gershron. Okay, awesome. Gershron, we've been talking for a while, but I promised you that you could ask a question. So do you have just like one IELTS question for me? Anything you're worried about?
Yeah, so currently I'm worried about my reading module. Like, I'm not out of 40, only my 30 to 35 answers are correct. Not more than that. Sometimes it hits 35, but it's less than 35 only. Though I am, as suggested by you in the podcast or YouTube channel, I am going through the newspaper. I read newspaper more than half an hour a day in my office. And apart from that, I read through the US Today and New York Times also. But still, I'm not able to make 36 to 37 question correct. So how can I overcome this thing?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So first of all, Gershron, at this stage, reading the newspaper, that's not preparing you for the reading test. That's just giving you ideas and vocab for speaking and writing. Okay. So stop sort of connecting those. To improve your reading score, it's all about strategies and test practice. That's it. So what I want you to do is, first of all, take a couple different perspectives regarding the reading test. Do more of the on one-stop English. It's in the study plan. The Guardian articles on one-stop English with questions. Do more of those. Because most of them are just like IELTS questions. Okay. So do more of those. Also, figure out the question types that are hardest for you, because usually we all have our weak points if it's multiple choice or matching headings. For those, I want you to work backwards. I'm going to link to another episode for that in the blog post, guys. This is episode 636. So work backwards. So what you're going to do, Gershron, is you're going to write the answers first in the reading passage, and then you're going to figure out why they're the answers. All right. When you can see where the answers are, what keywords match, how the strategies work for every question, then it will be clearer to you and you'll be able to apply them more confidently and more easily. Okay. Because sometimes it comes down to just the confidence that these steps work, because you're not allowed to read a lot. Right. And so sometimes people sort of doubt that and they end up reading more anyway, and then they get the wrong answer. Okay. So work backwards, write the answers first, and then figure out why they're the answers. Okay. Cause IELTS repeats these tricks, right? They write the test in a certain way every single time. Okay. And then when you are ready to practice again for the reading test after those other steps, then time yourself step by step. Do not allow yourself more than a minute to look for any answer. All right. So that's really going to force you to stick to the strategies. And if it's longer than a minute and you have no idea, skip it and go back. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. So again, guys, I'm going to put those steps in the blog post for this episode, episode 636. Guys, if you want access to the most effective online IELTS course, it is 3 Keys IELTS. We guarantee that you will increase your IELTS score. And remember, guys, as podcast listeners, when you follow these links I'm going to give you right now, that's when you get the special bonus, how to wake up the examiner on the speaking exam. So don't wait, guys. Start preparing for IELTS effectively today. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. Okay, Gershron, this is a longer episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and share your IELTS experience with us.
Thanks, Jessica. Thanks.
All right, Gershron, have a good night.
Good day.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.